You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the kid counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are talking through another control and safety theme. And I want to, before I dive into the content, I want to apologize for not getting a question podcast episode posted last week. We have been preparing for Hurricane Idalia. I don't know if you all are familiar that I live on the west coast of Florida. So we have been in kind of wait and see mode, and we've been doing a lot of prep and making sure that we were taking care of things to stay safe. So I do apologize for not posting the question last week, but things happen, and thank you for your patience. So as of the recording of this episode, we are past the hurricane now, and it hit north of us. So we've just had a lot of wind and rain. So thank you for those of you who reached out and said that you were thinking of us and praying for us and hoping that we were safe and well. I appreciate you being considerate of our family. So let's dive into the curriculum today, which is broken play. And obviously one of the power and control themes, control and safety themes. And really interesting because the broken play is kind of twofold. And so we'll look at that a little more specifically. And what I mean by that is sometimes the child is hurt, so it's like a broken self. And then sometimes an object is hurt, such as a broken house or a broken military base or something like that. So a broken table, a broken arm. So really interesting that it can be self or others. And we'll kind of unpack all of that together. So basically the overarching explanation of broken play is if there's anything that is broken or hurt or sick and therefore needs to be fixed, healed, repaired. So the character can be broken, sick, or hurt. An object can be broken, sick, or hurt. The child can be broken, sick, or hurt. And the implication is that it can be fixed, repaired, or healed. And in next week's episode, we're actually talking about fixing play. So you'll see how those tie together. But it's very important to keep in mind as you are documenting themes, as the child is playing with you, that you keep in mind to indicate whether the child is hurt, such as the broken self, or whether something else, an object or a character, is broken. So very important to make that distinction because the theme is different based on what is actually broken or hurt. And I do want to make sure that I am clear on a caveat. It is not thematic if a toy breaks. So that is sometimes confusing because it's easy to say like, oh, broken theme because the child broke a toy. That is not the same thing. So this is specifically for broken, sick, or hurt and needing to be fixed. If a toy breaks, that is not thematic in this same capacity. So just wanted to make that very clear. All right, so when we're talking about broken play, what are some of the things that this can mean for the child? How would we kind of interpret what's going on and have a better sense of what this means? So I think more often than not, one of the things that we notice in broken play, especially if it is broken self, the child has a deep-rooted fear or anxiety that he or she is broken or damaged in some way. So they've already been labeled, they've already been branded, they already know that they're the bad kid, the broken kid, the messed up kid. And so therefore, they are really fearful of that and they will play it out. So I think that's probably where we see this more often than not. However, another related piece of that is sometimes that it's also a self-esteem issue. So sometimes we see that the child is dealing with their self issue, their identity and their self-worth and their self-esteem because they feel damaged and broken. And so when you feel damaged and broken, that does weigh on your sense of self. And so there's can either be a fear that they are broken or damaged, or they are dealing with the self issues that come with feeling like they're broken or damaged. So those are kind of related, but a little bit distinct and separate. And we also sometimes see that a child is playing out broken relationships. So we will see this a lot in kids of separation or divorce. We will see this a lot in contentious parenting relationships. So anytime a child is trying to sort out broken relationships, we will see broken play as well. And another option is if the child feels that the world as a whole feels unsafe, unstable, scary, broken. So sometimes it's their view of the world as a whole. When everything has been chaotic and crazy and full of change and unpredictable, it's easy for a child to think that everything in the world is broken because nothing makes sense anymore and nothing works as it used to. So that's another option. And then, not as common, but I've seen it enough that it's noteworthy. If a child has gone through injuries, illnesses, surgeries, any kind of physical brokenness, they will often play out brokenness in their play because they're trying to make sense of things that have happened to them that their peers have never experienced. So I happen to work with a lot of kids that have medical histories. So they've had multiple surgeries, multiple diagnoses, multiple procedures. They were born with congenital issues or with developmental issues, and therefore it's been a string of medical procedures. And, you know, they kind of live at the hospital kind of mentality. I end up working with a lot of those children, and they play brokenness a lot. And it's understandable, right? Because they are really kind of trying to make sense of the things that their body has had to go through. And so we will definitely see it in that capacity as well. So just to kind of recap, because I know that was a lot more meanings than sometimes we talk through. So you can have a child being concerned that they are broken in some way. That can also influence self-esteem. So then they're dealing with their self-esteem issues related to their sense of brokenness. Broken relationships in their life, specifically if it's divorce, separation, you know, any kind of unstable, inconsistent process in the family. And then also feeling that the world as a whole is broken and needs to be fixed. And then if they've had any kind of injuries or illnesses. So those are the ways that broken play comes out. And to me, I personally think that broken theme is one of the most significant in the sense of it brings healing. And I know that's kind of a double entendre there. Like if something's broken and it gets fixed, it's been healed. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm actually saying, I think when kids play out brokenness, it lends itself toward healing for them sometimes quicker and easier than other themes and the journey that they are on when they deal with other issues. Because as soon as they start to fix or to repair or to heal or to do what needs to do to address it, it minimizes the impact that that issue had had before. So I actually like broken play in the playroom because you can visibly watch the child conquering and overcoming that sense of brokenness and hurt. So it's one of my favorite themes really within this category of the control and safety themes. So as always, thank you so much for being a part of the Play Therapy podcast family. Just to let you know, it is August 30th. So as of today, as I'm recording this, I have a new cohort of trainees starting within a week or two. So early September, the next round of virtual training groups begin. I know it's kind of last minute, but if you have been thinking about it, if you are not aware that I offer virtual training, go to playtherapynow.com. You can find out information, fill out a form, I'll reach out to you. But we do have groups forming really soon, so it's kind of a time-sensitive thing. And if you've been wanting more training, wanting to have a deeper level of child-centered knowledge, and if you are at all considering or already in private practice and you want to thrive in a private practice setting, this would be an amazing training for you. So Just to let you know, that is starting soon. It's August 30th, so you have about a week or two. But if you would like to get involved, please reach out. I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach me at brenna@thekidcounselor.com. I love hearing from you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your walk and your growth and your journey. And I'm really grateful that we get to spend time together each week. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.